Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Scary moments at a grocery store when shots are fired. Our crew in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker is following the story and gathering new information from police.
And more breaking news out of Johnston County, where a person riding a bicycle has been killed in a hit and run. What investigators are saying about the person behind the wheel of that car.
And it's a nice quiet start this morning, but taking a look at the weekend, we do have some rain that we'll have to deal with. I'll show you when to expect it.
And the Carolina Hurricanes advance to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We have new overnight reaction from fans and players as the team looks forward to the next round. Best news to wake up to. You know, yeah, I always look to see, right? Did the Canes win? And I was going to wear a different dress, but then I said, you know, going to wear Canes red today. So way to get that done and looking forward to the next round. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, why not? Hey, go with it. And they get a nice little break here, nice little rest. They had a terrible record in those game fives, closing out teams, but done.
They closed
it. It's Friday. We're closing out this week, and we're glad you're with us. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. We take a live look at Zebulon. This is a look at the historic town hall here. It's a nice, quiet morning. It feels comfortably cool out there this morning, 62 degrees. A wind is out of the southwest, and we're going to see a warming trend over the next little bit. And then after that, we're going to see a chance of some scattered thunderstorms into the weekend. But for Mother's Day, that chance is pretty slim. We take a look at temperatures, 59 in Roxboro, 60 in Rocky Mount, 57 Fayetteville, 61 in Southern Pine. So anywhere from the upper 50s to low 60s as you're heading out the door this morning. It's a touch warmer than yesterday, but nothing that's dramatic. It's likely to be a little bit warmer at lunchtime, though. We could be climbing up to around 80 degrees, and then we'll be in the mid to upper 80s for highs this afternoon. Now, today stays nice and dry, but let's jump ahead to Saturday. Saturday will start with some cloud cover in a few spots, but should end up being partly cloudy closer to lunchtime. You can see a few more breaks in the clouds. And then after lunchtime, we start to see a few showers pop up 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon and evening, and then a cold front's going to drop through the area overnight, and that's going to bring us a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. So here's a look at Saturday. Saturday's high 84 with variably cloudy skies, and as the afternoon wears on, that chance of showers and thunderstorms goes up, and the best chance of rain will end up being overnight. So we are definitely trending wet or on Saturday and a little drier on Sunday. We'll go through Mother's Day coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news out of Cumberland County. We're working to learn more about shots fired inside a grocery store. It happened at the Food Lion in Hope Mills around 10 last night. You can see a plate glass window shattered in this video from our crew at the scene. We've reached out to police for more information about what happened. More breaking news. Authorities in Johnson County are looking for a driver who hit and killed a man riding a bike. This happened late last night on Braswell Road near Smithfield. We're told the man on the bike was not wearing any reflective clothing, and he was riding with the flow of traffic. Authorities say the driver hit the bike from behind and did not stop after the crash. The bike rider died at the scene. State Highway Patrol says the vehicle that hit him is a blue SUV that may have a broken headlight and other damage. If you have any information, call Highway Patrol.
A 16-year-old who was the subject of an Amber Alert is okay this morning. You likely heard that alert on your phone about 9:30 last night. Authorities from Stanley County shared around 3 a.m. that Stephanie Morton was found safe. They say the man accused of abducting her is in custody. And breaking news nationally this morning, tens of thousands of migrants are expected to begin crossing into the U.S. from Mexico now that a policy allowing border agents to easily turn them away is no more. Title 42 officially expired just a few hours ago at midnight. Hours before that, a federal judge blocked a Biden administration plan to release migrants into the country without immigration court notices. The administration is setting up additional facilities along the border to process migrants, bolstering transportation and leaning on a fast-track deportation process known as expedited removal. Republican lawmakers who visited the southern border yesterday blasted the administration's efforts.
The Carolina Hurricanes are heading to the Eastern Conference Finals, one step closer to the Stanley Cup. The last time they made it this far in the playoffs was 2019, and they earned it with last night's electric win at PNC Arena. WRL's Naya Harden joins us now live with Reaction. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Canes fans are feeling good as another box has been checked off this morning. And you know what? They're going to rest up because they have got practice. They're going to start back up again on Saturday with that practice. Video from last night's game that went into overtime. You can see here Canes won 3-2 against the Devils. The win now sends them to the Eastern Conference Finals. And like you said, they haven't been since 2019. Fans, they believe they're going to go all the way.
This feels incredible for the Canes, for the city of Raleigh. Let's go, Canes! I want Florida. They're a good team. They're a physical team. But I think we can beat them.
Now, there's no official schedule, but the Hurricanes will open the conference finals at home against either Toronto or Florida. Now, Canes tell us that they will likely be playing Wednesday or Thursday. You can download the WREL News app so you can find out when those tickets drop. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
And coming up in less than 10 minutes, WREL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz will take us inside the rink to all of last night's action. We'll also have more reaction from coaches and players as the Canes prepare for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Happening today, local groups are making their final push to denounce North Carolina's most recent controversial ban just 24 hours before Governor Cooper issues a veto. Bishop William J. Barber and other faith leaders plan to speak out against the measure at the General Assembly. They say the move is an attack on the poor. This is the bill that limits abortions at 12 weeks instead of the current time frame of 20 weeks. Republicans fast-tracked the bill last week, gaining support and passing the measure just 48 hours after it was introduced. Today's news conference is at 11 a.m. As we mentioned, Governor Cooper says he'll veto that bill tomorrow. According to his office, Cooper will hold a rally for it, and 500 people are expected to attend. The abortion bill veto rally starts at 10 Saturday morning at Bicentennial Mall. This comes as Cooper wraps up his tour across the state, where he's been working to gain support and flip some Republican lawmakers' votes on the bill. Even though the governor has the power to issue a veto, it may not hold because the GOP has a supermajority.
Today is expected to be a busy day at the airport with people traveling to the Triangle to celebrate special occasions. It's graduation weekend for colleges and Mother's Day. RDU expects more than 177,000 travelers to come through the airport from now until Monday. Today is expected to be the busiest, followed by Sunday. Here's a look at some of the graduations happening today and tomorrow. Shaw University holds its service this morning at 9:30. Commencement is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Raleigh Convention Center. Fayetteville State graduate and doctoral students will walk across the stage today. Graduation is set for 10 this morning at Capel Arena. And Fayetteville Tech Community College recognizes students with two ceremonies today. First is at 10 and the second is at 2. Both will be at Crown Coliseum. Shaw University and FSU will also have commencement ceremonies tomorrow as well. Duke University and UNC Chapel Hill hold their graduations between tomorrow and Sunday.
It looks like the U.S. debt ceiling crisis will not be resolved this week. A meeting that was scheduled between President Joe Biden and congressional lawmakers is now postponed. Unclear exactly why. A White House spokesperson says the leaders will get together next week. The U.S. could default on its debts by June 1st, potentially causing an economic collapse. We now know who and when and where the Carolina Panthers will kick off their season. Much anticipated 2023 schedule is officially out for all the NFL teams, and the Panthers will have two primetime games this year. They've never had more than one per season in the 3 years under former head coach Matt Rhule. Here are the primetime games, the Panthers' home opener, also their first Monday night football game in 5 years. It's against the Saints, September 18th. They'll play at Chicago for a Thursday night game on November 9th. You can catch the rest of the schedule at WRALSportsFan.com.
Families from a war-torn country are now here in North Carolina trying to make a home. As part of our series during Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, we focus on refugees from Burma. They're resettling in Orange County, where Community Farm is helping them to transplant their tradition of farming.
They grew up as a kid all the way until they fled the war as a farmer. And their family passed on farming from generation to generation. So it's just something that they do, and they enjoyed that.
Today on WRL News at 4, I'll introduce you to the nonprofit helping these refugees reconnect with the land, how leaders provide training and support so the farmers can grow their business and provide for their families.
4:40 right now on your Friday morning. DMV visits might have just gotten a little smoother. The new technology rolling around out across North Carolina that will allow you to check wait times before you leave your house.
And WRL's Pat Wilter and Casey Hintz take us to the ice for an inside look at the Canes' big win and how the team plans to tackle the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And we'll give you a live look this morning right now. Apex straight down Salem Street there. And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking this weekend's Mother's Day forecast when we might see some rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. We take a live look at Apex down Salem Street. Very quiet out there this morning. You know, even this early, there's a lot of times I see people walking and running down Salem Street. It's such a pretty downtown there at Apex. It's 58 in Tarboro, 57 in Irwin, 59 in South Hill, 60 in Goldsboro. Really nice exercise temperatures. It's pleasantly cool out there this morning. And, you know, I think we're borderline for a jacket at the bus stop this morning. Temperatures, again, upper 50s, low 60s. At lunchtime, it's going to be warm. Obviously, it's a shorts and t-shirts kind of a day today. The kids get a chance to head out on the playground at lunchtime. We'll be looking at low 80s and then mid to upper 80s this afternoon. But much like yesterday, our humidity stays on the low side. I'll show you how quickly that will change coming up.
Police in Lumberton have identified the men who they say had a shootout near a children's baseball game. Investigators say they're searching for Seven Pitchford and Jermaine Spivey Jr. Both are facing several charges, and police say more are expected. Authorities say both men should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see them or know where they are, call police.
The driver, who police say was involved in the deadly crash that killed a Charlotte bride hours after her wedding, had a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. A toxicology report released today shows Jamie Komorowski's BAC was 0.26. The new photo shows the wreckage. Folly Beach police say Komorowski was also driving well over the speed limit when she crashed into a golf cart. Samantha Hutchinson died. Her husband and two others were hurt.
Chapel Hill and Wake Forest warn of a recent spike in vehicle break-ins. In Wake Forest, police say officers investigated 17 car break-ins Wednesday into Thursday. Three guns were taken. Two of them have been found. In one case, the thieves actually stole the car, a Hyundai Sonata. Police in Mooresville found it yesterday afternoon. No one has been arrested.
In Chapel Hill, police are echoing the message of locking your cars. Officers say break-ins are also on the rise there. In 3 months, they have had 122 reports of car break-ins. More than half of those were unlocked.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is coming under fire over comments he made about the civil rights movement. Audio discovered by CNN from a podcast Robinson appeared on in 2018 before he was elected. During the episode, Robinson references what he calls the so-called civil rights movement. At one point, he talks about the sit-in movement in the 60s. That movement began at Woolworths in Greensboro when the restaurant refused to serve blacks at the counter. Robinson referred to the movement as ridiculous and took aim at the civil rights movement itself. Take a listen.
So many things were lost during the civil rights movement. So many freedoms were lost during the civil rights movement that shouldn't have been lost.
Well, Clarence, liberal media is up to their old tricks again. Looks like that.
Just before CNN published its article, Robinson shared this Twitter video speaking with Clarence Henderson, one of the people at the first sit-ins. They both said the media is trying to divide them. WRL has reached out to Robinson and the state Republican Party. We have not heard back.
Well, there's a buzz in the air. You can still feel the electricity in the triangle. Canes fans are celebrating, advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. The team clinched the victory just hours ago at PNC Arena. And WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz show us how the players proved not just ice on the rink, but ice in their veins.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The Carolina Hurricanes are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals after a thrilling overtime 3-2 win over the New Jersey Devils. Your OT hero, courtesy of Jesper Fosbath.
A fitting hero for a team who's had contributions up and down the lineup, and this game took on a different character. It was close for once in this series. The Hurricanes showing that character that we've seen from them all season, overcoming the Devils' best.
Just excited, obviously. You're excited, but you know the work's not done, obviously. You still got 8 more wins to go. And so, it's always an emotional time to end a series, but excited for the next one.
You know how many teams that would, you miss a whole top line out would be able to kind of trug along the way we are. But it says a lot to these other guys that now are getting some credit that, I mean, if you don't have them, you have no chance. And I'm just really proud of the group.
Casey, Rod Brind'Amour pushing all the right buttons this postseason. The second power play out there for the winner. Why was Jesper Fast on that unit? Just because they needed a right-handed shot. Sometimes it's that simple.
One small change is all it takes. One other thing, Rod Brind'Amour, he's been through this as a player. Now he's going through this as a coach. He talked a little bit about that emotion behind the bench. He said, I'm just an old guy back there just enjoying this. He said he went back, watched that overtime goal, watched the crowd's reaction. It gave him chills. For Pat Welter, I'm Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Raleigh.
You'll now be able to see how long you have to wait in line before ever stepping foot inside the DMV. It is all thanks to new technology that just rolled out in North Carolina. Here's how it works. Go to ncdot.gov/dmv and hover over the location you plan to visit. The wait time tool measures how long it takes from checking in to being helped. You can use this technology after noon each day when people can walk in. You think researching white sharks would not be for the faint of heart, but it's not as scary as you think. Tonight at 6, we'll take you on board a research ship off our coast that's catching, tagging, studying, and releasing great whites. Find out why scientists say handling the predators is no different than training a dog or keeping a baby calm. That's tonight on our 6 p.m. news.
So interesting there. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, right now. We're not talking about down by the beach. We're just worried about the triangle this weekend, right?
That's right. And not a lot to worry about. We're still on track for some scattered thunderstorms late Saturday night. But Sunday looks pretty good. I mean, we couldn't rule out an isolated shower or storm. But we're just giving it a 20% chance. We have a system that's back here across Oklahoma, some tornado warnings that are in progress right now. We're not likely to have that sort of severe weather here, but we do have a front that's going to drop in across the area on Saturday. So here's how it looks. Saturday during the day, it's just a 40% chance. Overnight, a 60% chance. And then by Sunday during the day, it's just 20. And then Sunday night, it goes up. It does look like we have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday. And then we should settle back down to some to some quieter conditions as we get into next week. Here's future cast for us on Saturday. This is 6 a.m. So waking up to some cloud cover, definitely some showers back to our west. There's 9 a.m. and we push it on ahead. I'm not sure why. It's not gonna move for me. But anyway, we do have that potential for some scattered showers and thunderstorms for us as we get to into the late afternoon and evening on Saturday. Here's a live look at Zebulon. Zebulon's looking pretty this morning. Our temperature 62 as you're heading out the door. Our temperature by lunchtime, though, already up to 80 degrees. And around town, we'll see 87 in Raleigh and Durham today and 88 in Fayetteville. So it's going to be warm, but our dew points are going to stay on the lower side. Our normal high is 79, so we're looking at warmer than normal temperatures for the next few days. But getting into next week, we're going to settle back down to nearly normal. You know, at any point as we get into May and especially into June, you know, we're going to move into that hot summer pattern and just stay there. But that's not going to happen in the next week or so. So that's definitely good news. Our muggy meter for today is in the 50s. That always feels comfortable. But 65 for tomorrow, 63 on Sunday will feel a bit stickier. And then Monday and Tuesday, as we drop back into the 50s, it'll feel pretty good. Here's your Mother's Day planner. Looking like a great day. At 9 a.m., 71. Around lunchtime, we climb to 80 degrees. There's just a very small chance of an afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm, and we'll see a high of 82. So it really looks beautiful for Mother's Day. After that, we have a good chance of showers and storms on Monday. That's why our temperatures are cooler. After that, we dry out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, looking really pretty again with those highs in the low 80s. We'll see mostly sunny skies, and humidity will be tolerable.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A local teacher snags a top honor.
This morning, we'll introduce you to a newly named Teacher of the Year.